حضرت میکنه اتحاد میشن زاد هم زاد به کپ بزنه باید خنوم از دن به کپشنی تمین if the zub is on one side of the basket while food and drink on the other side of the basket the food and drink would become tummy from the zub originally tumah. This is called tumah hesed. Anything the zub causes to be moved is tummy originally tumah, tumah hesed. But the oichon amashim cannot become an avid tumah, cannot become tummy neder. As only things that are set aside for sitting or lying down on could become tummy neder. So therefore, even if the oichon amashim are heavier than the zub, and it's as if the zub is sitting on the oichon amashim, it would not become an avid tumah. Uva meis are called tar first minarim. But if a mace is on one side of the basket, anything that would be on the other side of the basket would be tumah, as a mace would not cause tumah hesed except for a person. Only a person can become tumah hesed from a mace. But anything else cannot become tumah hesed from a mace, or anything else that would be on the other side of the basket would not become tumah from the mace, no matter which one is heavy. The above mentioned halacha is a stringency we find by zot that we don't find by mace. But a zot causes other things besides an order to become tummy hesed while a mace does not. The chayim of the mace need the zot. There are also stringencies we find by mace that we don't find by a zot, which the mission will mention later on. Another mission will mention another stringency by zot that we don't find by mace. So a zot writes a mishka of a mace of mitaska, the tummy of them with the tummy of the gutta. But a zot would cause mishka of a mace that are underneath him to become an avat tumor, to be mitame a person, and also to be mitame clothing. If only an avat tumor would be mitame a person, or clothing. And a mishka of a maisha, the zav is sitting or lying down on something that is set aside for sitting or lying down upon, would become an avat tumah to be metame a person and to be metame clothing. The agav of madav letame oichon umaskin masheena meit metame. And anything on top of the zav would not become an avat tumah, but would become a madav tumah, which is a lighter type of tumah. Madav is from the word light, meaning a less stringent tumah that would be metame food and drink, but would not be metame adam or begotten. And the reason with tumah could only be metame eson or maskim, it cannot be metame adam or begotten. So anything on top of the zav becomes the reason with tumah, it would be metame eson or maskim. And these stringencies we don't find by a maze, as a maze is not metame mishka b'maisha, nor is it metame tumah's matter. Now even though a maze is metame things for oil, anything above or directly underneath the maze, would become tame from the maze to my zav. So why is the mission saying that zav is more chamor, more stringent than maze? Actually, maze is even more chamor than a zav. As tumah zayo is certainly more chamor than tumah mater, which is only a lenient tumah. And it sometimes could be even more chamor than tumah meter, even though tumah meter is a stringent tumah. So Mefarshim explains that there are circumstances in which a zav would be metame mishka b'maisha than tumah mater, while maze would not be metame zayo. And the circumstance is as follows. If the maze is on a different floor than the kalim, the kalim would not become tame from the mace, no matter what. And the mace is only metame things underneath the same roof as it. Something that's on a different floor, for example, if the mace is on the second floor and the kalim on the first floor, even if the kalim are directly underneath the mace, it would not become tame to mezoil from the mace. And if the mace is on the first floor and the kalim are directly above it on the second floor, those kalim would not become tame from the mace, because the mace is only metame things underneath the same roof as it. As opposed to a zav, it sometimes could be metame tumas mishka b'maisha, things that are underneath it, and tumas matas, things above it, even if it's on a different floor. And the case would be as follows. If the kalim that are on the second floor, way down the floor of the second floor, which is the ceiling of the first floor, to the extent that the floor buckles in and actually touches the zav that's on the first floor, those kalim on the second floor would become tame from the zav, since the zav is in touch with the floor of the second floor, which is the ceiling of the first floor. So even though the kalim are on a different floor than the zav, the kalim would become tame tumas mater from the zav. And so too in the vice versa case, where the zav is on the second floor, and the weight of the zav causes the floor of the second floor, which is the ceiling of the first floor, to buckle in and come into contact with kalim on the first floor, those kalim would become tame tumas mater from the zav, was on the second floor. As opposed to a maid, even in such a case where the floor buckles in for the weight of the mace would not be metame ba'ayah. Only things that are underneath the same roof of the mace would become tame ba'ayah, but if there are things on a different floor than the mace, it would not become tame ba'ayah, even if the floor was buckling in and came into contact with kalim that are on the first floor directly underneath the mace, those kalim would not become tame from the mace. So there are stringencies that we find by God that we don't find by a mace. Chaymer b'mace, sha'mace metame ba'ayah, u'metame tumashiva, Masha'ein Hazav Metami. There is a stringency by Meis that we don't find by Hazav, that a Meis is Metami Bar, like we just mentioned, a Meis is Metami, everything underneath the same roof of it, even if it's not directly above or underneath the Meis, if it's underneath the same roof of the Meis, it would become Tameh from the Meis. This we don't find by Hazav. And there's another stringency that we find by Meis that we don't find by Hazav, which is a Meis is Metami thing for 7 days, something that becomes Tameh from a Meis. It's Tameh for 7 days. As opposed to Hazav, something that becomes Tameh from Hazav is only Tameh for that day. It's not Tameh for 7 days. So Hazav and Parajal of Mishnah Zayin, Hari Yeshuv Agabe Amita. The Arba Talia is Tachas Arba Ragle Amita. Tameh? If Hazav was sitting on a bed, and there are four Talasim, each Talas was under one of the legs of the bed. Those Talasim are Tameh. And the reason is, the Mishnah explains, why are those talis and tamei? Didn't we say earlier that Hazav is only the tamei mishka v'maisha if rov of Hazav, the majority of Hazav, is putting his weight on the mishka v'maisha? And in this case, there are four different talis, and each talis is underneath one of the legs of the bed. So the Hazav is not putting most of his weight on either one of the talis. So the Mishnah answer, because it's impossible for the bed to stand on three legs. In order to support the bed, you need to have four legs. So each leg alone cannot support the bed, only with the help of the other ones. So therefore, to this, the Zav is putting the majority of his weight on each one of the legs, and each one of the legs is intrinsic in supporting the bed, and since the bed cannot be supported without all four legs, it's as if the Zav is putting the majority of his weight, each one of the legs, to the Tanlisim underneath all the legs, become Tamei Mishka V'maisha from the Zav. Rabbi Shimon is Metai, the Tanlisim, underneath the legs, as according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the bed cannot be supported by three of the legs, you need all four legs to support the bed, since technically the Zav is not putting the majority of his weight on either one of the legs, all the talis and matar, they would not become Tamei Mishka V'maisha from the Zav. Hari Reshav Agabe Behema, if the Zav is riding on an animal, V'arba Taliyah Tachas Arba Ragla Behema, and the animal stopped at one point, and while the animal stopped, there were four talis. One talis under each one of the legs of the animal. To Harutz, the talisim underneath the legs of the animal are tar. They would not become Tamei Mishka V'maisha from the Zav who is riding on the animal. And the Mishnah explains the reason is because the animal doesn't need to support itself by standing on all four legs. It can stand on only three legs and still support itself. So therefore, since not all four legs are needed to support the animal, it only needs three legs to support itself. It can have one leg in the air and still stand up, so we don't look at it as if the majority of the Zav is supporting itself in any one of the four legs of the animal, since one of the four legs is not necessary for the behemoth to be standing on that leg at any one time, so the talisim do not become tamei from the Zav. But if while the animal is riding, it stepped on talisim, in such a case, the talisim would become tamei from the Zav who is riding on the animal. The reason is because while the animal is moving, it has one leg in the air, and it's standing on only three legs. The animal needs at least three legs to support itself. So all three legs that it's standing on are needed for the animal to stay up. So when the Zav is riding on it, the majority of the Zav is supporting itself on the three legs of the animal, since if it didn't have all three legs on the ground, it wouldn't be able to support itself. In such a case, the talisim underneath the three legs would become tamei from the Zav. Since the animal needs all three legs to support itself, the Zav would be metame the talisim underneath those three legs, a tumas mishka v'maisha. Haitha tal tacha shnei yadayim, tacha shnei raglayim, tacha yad v'rega. Tmei, if a Zav is riding an animal, and the animal stopped, and there was one talus underneath both four legs of the animal, or one talus underneath both hind legs, or one talus partially underneath one foreleg, and partially underneath one hind leg, that talus would become coming from the Zav who's riding on the animal, would become coming better, an abba tumma. The reason being that in this case, since the same talus is underneath two of the legs of the animal, and the animal cannot have both legs in the air at the same time, it needs to have at least three legs on the ground to support itself. So we look at it, the majority of the Zav is being supported by those legs of the animal. Since it needs at least one of those two legs to support itself, for the talus becomes tamei from the Zav. Now, the ACM assists the tamei baraglo, rachamor biyana, shemeshenef asus aragla, umeshenef achamor ayana. But the AC said, in such a case, where the Zav is on an animal, and there are four talisim, one talis underneath each one of the legs of the animal. If the animal is a horse, the talisim underneath its hind legs would be tamei from the Zav. even though the Tanakam is set in such a case where each pile is underneath a different leg of the animal, the Talitha would be torn. According to Rabbi Yosef, but a horse is different than other animals. The main support of a horse is by its hind legs. So even though an animal can support itself with only three legs on the ground, but a horse needs to have both hind legs on the ground. It can have one of its four legs in the air, but both hind legs have to be on the ground. So therefore, the talitha underneath the hind legs would become tame, even though there's only one talus underneath each leg. That talus becomes tame if it's underneath the hind legs, and therefore, the zav who's riding on the animal is metame the talitha underneath the hind legs of a horse. Since the horse needs its hind legs to support itself, we look at it as the majority of the zav is being supported by the hind legs of the animal, and the talitha underneath the hind legs become tame. As opposed to a donkey is exactly the opposite. The main support of a donkey is by its foreleg. So in such a case, where the zav is riding on a donkey, and there are talithim underneath the forelegs, even if it's only one talith underneath each leg, the talithim underneath the forelegs become tame from the zav who's riding on the donkey, since the main support of the donkey is by its foreleg, even though it doesn't need all four legs to support itself, but it needs its forelegs for support. It can have one of its hind legs in the air, but the foreleg has to be on the ground, so the majority of the zav is being supported by the forelegs of the donkey, and talithim underneath the forelegs of the donkey become tame mitzvah of a moshe from the zav. If the zav sits on the beam of an olive press, the utensil of an olive container would become tame from the zav. As this beam of an olive press presses down on the wicker basket which holds the olive pulp, in order to squeeze out any remnant of the oil that's in the olive pulp. And when the zav sits on the beam of the beis habad, the kelim underneath the beam are supporting the zav, and they become tame mishka ramesha from the zav. Alamach beishal koibes. Rabbi Nechemya Mitan. If the zav sits on the edge of a washerman's press, the clothing that's underneath the press would be tar. And even though the zav is sitting on the press, since it's only sitting on the end of the press, it's not really weighing down and putting his weight on the clothing underneath the press, and therefore those clothing would not become a mishka b'meisha from the zav. By Rabbi Nechemya, argue Rabbi Nechemya holds that the weight of the zav is on the begadim that's underneath the press, and those begadim would become tami mishka b'meisha from the zav.